KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports this morning, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of activity around the area last night as far as high school sports go due to the weather conditions. Many postponements last night. A few activities did get in, though. The Shenandoah boys track team was a winner at the Nottoway Valley Track Invitational last night. That was held in Greenfield. As Shenandoah had 102 points, Nottoway Valley was the runner-up with 78.5. Mount Air was 76, was third. Clark was fourth, and Central Decatur fifth. Also, Adair Casey placed 12th overall in that event, in that meet last night. Logan Roberts had three wins last night, the 200, and also helping the 4x1 and 4x200-meter relay teams for Shenandoah. Austin Fichter also took the discus for the Mustangs. For Nottoway Valley, Jared Coder won the 400-meter title. He also helped the 4x800-meter relay team to a win. Bryce Wallace also won the 3,200 for the Wolverines in last night's action. In high school girls golf last night, it was Tri-Center shooting a 208 to beat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a full team score. Savannah Huseman of Tri-Center had a 47 for the low round. In boys action, it was Missouri Valley edging Tri-Center by five strokes, 171 to 176. Seth Sveda of Missouri Valley shot 39 for the low round. Also in boys soccer last night, it was Kemper Catholic edging Gilbert 2-0. Major League Baseball action last night, Carlos Beltran hit two of New York's five solo homers in the first three innings off an ineffective Chris Young, and Aroldis Chapman allowed a run in his Yankees debut before he closed out a 6-3 victory over the slumping Kansas City Royals last night. Brian McCann, Brett Gardner, and Aaron Hicks also went deep to help the Yankees win the opener of a four-game series against the defending World Series champs. Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer homered for the Royals. They've lost 10 of their last 13. Ivan Nova gave the Yankees a good effort in his first start of the season, pitching in place of injured lefty C.C. Sabathia. Nova was pulled after 81 pitches, one out short of qualifying for a win, but New York's fortified bullpen held Kansas City at bay. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Boston over Oakland, 14-7. The White Sox beat Texas in 12 innings, 8-4. Houston over Cleveland, 7-1. Seattle beat Tampa Bay, 5-2. Baltimore at Minnesota was rained out. In interleague play, Washington beat Detroit, 5-4. Toronto over San Francisco, 3-1. In the National League, Miami beat Milwaukee, 4-1. It was Cincinnati edging Pittsburgh, 3-2. Arizona beat Colorado, 10-5. Mets over the Dodgers, 4-2. The Padres at Chicago was rained out last night. Well, the Washington Nationals and pitcher Steven Strasburg have reached agreement on a contract extension. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the Nats will pay Strasburg a $175 million deal over seven seasons, starting in 2017. Strasburg would have been eligible for free agency for the first time after this season. Instead, he stays with the team that drafted him number one overall in 2009 and shut him down before the playoffs in 2012 to protect his surgically repaired right elbow. Strasburg is 5-0 with a 2.76 ERA and seven starts so far this season. In basketball news, Iowa State head men's basketball coach Steve Prohm announced on Monday that freshman Brady Ernst will transfer from the program. Prohm said, "We wish Brady the best in the future and appreciate his effort last season. He worked very hard for the program, and he says he's enjoyed having the chance to coach him." Ernst saw action in six games before missing the remainder of the season because of issues with his knee, which was still recovering from an ACL tear that was suffered late during his senior year of high school. The Clinton native averaged just 0.3 points in 2.3 minutes as a freshman. Iowa State has applied for a medical redshirt on Ernst's behalf. Iowa State has also brought in a pair of graduate transfers to bolster its front court. Daryl Bowie, a 6'7" forward from Northern Illinois, was averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds a game in 2014-15 before hurting his shoulder. He sat out last season with a medical redshirt. Merrill Holden, who is a 6'8" transfer from Louisiana Tech, averaged 8 points and 5 rebounds a game in the 2015-16 season. The Cyclones hope that Bowie and Holden can provide depth for talented junior college recruit Emmanuel Malou. Malou is signed with the Cyclones while also filing paperwork for the NBA draft in case academic issues threaten his eligibility. Bowie and Holden's signings coincide with the decision by seldom-used forward Brady Ernst to transfer. Well, it took Stephen Curry about three quarters to find his rhythm last night after missing the Warriors' previous four games with a sprained right knee. He was unstoppable after that as he helped Golden State take a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Curry scored 27 of his 40 points over the fourth quarter in overtime to lead Golden State to a 132-125 triumph at Portland. He had 17 of the Warriors' 21 overtime points, including their first 12 in the extra period. He drained 3 3-pointers in OT and secured the victory by hitting 2 free throws in the closing seconds. Curry was activated just before the opening tip. He hit 16 of his 32 shots and finished with 9 rebounds and 8 assists. He entered the game from the bench and was pressed into serious minutes after guard Sean Livingston was ejected late in the first half. Klay Thompson delivered 23 points and Draymond Green added 21 to the win, as the Blazers will try to stave off elimination Wednesday in Oakland. Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat have knotted their Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2 games each with a comeback victory against Toronto. Wade hit 2 big baskets and finished with a game-high 30 points as the Heat downed the Raptors 94-87 in overtime. The Raptors will host Game 5 on Wednesday. The Dallas Stars and the Nashville Predators can keep the golf clubs in the closet for the time being. Both teams forced a Game 7 in the second round of the NHL's conference playoffs. In St. Louis, Kari Laitinen stopped 35 shots, and the Stars scored 3 times in the first period in a 3-2 triumph over the Blues. Matthias Janmark and Vernon Fiddler tallied 20 seconds apart to put Dallas up 2-0 just 5:13 into the game. The Stars scored on 3 of their first 7 shots to chase Blues netminder Brian Elliott. Jason Spezza's power play goal caused St. Louis' Ken Hitchcock to change goalies just 16:49 into the game. Lettinen was sharp while the Stars were outshot by the Blues 37-14, including a 14-2 margin in the third period. He blanked St. Louis until Alex Steen scored 7:29 into the second period. The Blues couldn't get the equalizer following Patrick Berglund's goal with the 11:01 to play. Game 7 will be in Dallas on Wednesday night. In Nashville, the Predators erased deficits of 2-0 and 3-2 before they knocked off San Jose 4-3 on Victor Arvidsson's goal, 2:03 into overtime. Colin Wilson forced OT by beating Martin Jones with 7:16 left in regulation about 2.5 minutes after Logan Couture's power play goal put the Sharks up 3-2. Ryan Johansson and Roman Josi scored for the Predators, who won all 3 games in Nashville to get within 1 victory of their first ever trip to the conference finals. Pecorine stopped 15 shots for the Predators, who take on the Sharks in San Jose in Game 7 on Thursday. And the annual Cy-Hawk football game with Iowa hosting Iowa State will kick off at 6:30 p.m. on September 10th and will be nationally televised on the Big Ten Network. BTN announced their selections of primetime games for the upcoming season on Monday. In addition to the Iowa State contest, Iowa's November 5th game at Penn State will also air on BTN at 6:30 p.m. This becomes the third night game of the season, with the Hawkeyes' November 12th home game already announced as a 7 o'clock kickoff on either ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. That's against Michigan. Iowa opens up their season September 3rd at home against Miami of Ohio. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.